A reading from Luke 10:17-21. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you are pleased to do."
This is an amazing verse. There are certain passages in the Bible that really jump out at me, and I remember them, I reference them when I'm thinking about the Bible. And here is one of them. "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." For some reason, that got my attention, and it struck me as a very important metaphor. Well, it's not a metaphor exactly, but it stands out. And the other thing is this business of authority, which you've written about. But he makes a distinction of why you should rejoice. You shouldn't rejoice in the power I have given you. You should rejoice because it comes from God.
Yeah, there's two big ideas there. I mean, one is this authority piece, that it flows out of relationship. And so your greatest delight shouldn't be the results of that relationship, that you're able to bring the kingdom of God and bring transformation, but that you belong, that you're part of God's family, and that you have your name written in the book. And it's one of the great verses that reminds us of not losing a perspective. Our authority doesn't make us special. Our relationship makes us special. Authority is just one of the side benefits of moving in Christ's name. And this idea of Satan being thrown down, this is one of the passages that we use in kind of reconstructing a theology pre-fall. The question is, how do we deal with this one who's a serpent in the image in the creation account, who we know is Satan, gets identified as Satan through other passages in Scripture, who comes into a world that's perfect? Well, our understanding is, through multiple passages, and this is one of them, that Satan was an angel, because it refers to often Satan and his angels as one of the declarations, rebels against God in the heavenlies, and somehow is banished from the core of angels. And there's a lot of passages that you have to pull pieces together to come at this. But this is the entry of evil in the world. And there's a lot of ways of trying to explain what's the nature of the brokenness of this world and why evil is there. And people get confused about a God who builds a world with the possibility of evil. But we see that evil was not God's intention. Evil is the absence of God's intention. It's the absence of good. And it's led by a kingdom, and a kingdom leader, his name is Satan. And Jesus declares very clearly, "I saw," this is the pre-incarnate Jesus speaking about reality, "I saw Satan thrown down." Well, this throwing down is going to happen again in Revelation, in a declaration that ties the whole biblical record together, and a reminder that in the end, Jesus is going to prove victorious, that the authority and glory will be returned to the people of God as overcomers.
Yeah, my only comment on that is the presence of Jesus here is the presence of the God's instrument of reconciliation, whereas the falling of Satan into our world, which precedes the fall of man into Satan's world, now Jesus enters this world to restore it, to take the fractured world that Satan revels in and transform it into God's original intention.
And as we've seen these last two passages, once we're in relationship with God, we're invited into his restoration project.